back on Downtown. It's time for the High School Report, brought to you every week by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, how are you on this Friday afternoon?
All right, how are you, Ray?
I'm doing very well, thank you, but I want to get to the important stuff right away here. How is the newest member of the family doing?
Oh, Lucy, a little pig. She's doing great. A dog buddy loves her, so everything's good.
That is one adorable little pig. My goodness, I love those pictures.
Yeah, thank you. We got her last Friday.
Fantastic. Well, it's a big Friday as we get ready to roll into the postseason here, and pairings are set. Where should we begin?
Well, wherever you want, but it's kind of odd right now because there's no softball, baseball till next Tuesday. There are a few tennis prelims going on and track this weekend, but all the prelims for baseball and softball are Tuesday, and the quarterfinal actually it's scheduled for Thursday. But there's a lot of school events and stuff goes on this time of year, as you know, so a lot of flexibility with the schedule. But there's already Brewer Hamden baseball will actually be Wednesday instead of Thursday. And so there'll be changes like that. We'll post all the schedules as we go here throughout the weekend.
Well, what are a couple of prelims that people might want to keep an eye on that could be interesting matchups?
Well, I think the two softball ones could be very interesting. Class C, MCI Central, Holtman, and Eric Gregas. I think both of those could be very interesting. Maybe Skank, Woodland in softball in Class D. In Class B baseball, you got Belfast and Herman. That's a 9-8 game. The winner will play number one Ellsworth in the quarterfinals. That could be interesting. Tacoma's Oceanside is another one there in Class B. George Stevens Orono should be really good. And and the winner of that plays Foxcroft. Both teams had a competitive game with Foxcroft during the regular season. George Stevens took him two extra innings in Blue Hill, and Orono had a close game with the Ponies at Foxcroft. So you never know there. But Holtman there, Guegas baseball is another one. Machias Bangor Christian, they'll play a prelim that will be right there in Bangor. So a lot of interesting stuff there.
Now, when we get down to championships in a few weeks, where do people need to travel to? Where are the title games going to be played this year?
UMaine, I'll post on the schedule this weekend, but UMaine's hosting Class C and B and D, Mansfield and Brewer, and Class A is down in Augusta. And then the only state games up this way will be Class C at UMaine.
Excellent indeed there. Well, we've seen some teams establish themselves pretty well, too. And we talked the last time you were on about Hamden baseball, and they sure look like they're going to be tough for anybody to take out.
They sure are. They're number one. As I said, they host Brewer on Wednesday at 2 o'clock there at Hamden. And, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. But I think I say this every year, but, baseball is the one sport where, it just takes one game, one good pitching game. I think there's a lot of upsets are less surprising in baseball than they are, say, basketball or football or even softball. I mean, softball, usually you have the same pitcher, every game. So if you're kind of dominating softball, usually you will through the playoffs. You never know. Upsets can happen. But I think baseball is at least surprising. I mean, I expect Hamden to make a big run, but wouldn't be a shocker if Brewer beat them or Oxford Hills or Bangor in the next round after that. So anything could happen, and Brewer has a couple strong pitches too. So you never know.
No, baseball coaches, of course, once we get to postseason, all they're hoping for is that we don't get any kind of extended rain situations that can throw off those pitching rotations.
Yeah. I mean, probably most of them already have it planned out now. We want this pitcher pitching that. If we win that, we want, and obviously, a little bit of rain could definitely ruin that. I do like how it's set up now in the regional finals of the states. All the regional finals are on Tuesday, and then the states are on in a few weeks, and the states are on Saturday. So everybody should be available unless it rains that Tuesday. So that's always good because there's always, not all hands on deck, and that's not the way you want to state championship game.
Well, it's also always, I think, a challenge for coaches in the springtime and in all sports, and it sometimes goes overlooked to realize that when you get to some of these championship games or championship meets, you likely have students on your roster who have already graduated.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, and sometimes the focus is elsewhere. And as you know, if you're 17, 18 years old, it will be that time of year. But you know, you can tell the teams that you're kind of focused on the final goal. And yeah, because you get to the you know, even the regional finals, that's on the whatever that is, the 11th, I think. And then the states would be the 15th. But yeah, most graduations are that the weekend before, like next weekend. So yeah, a lot of those seniors will be graduated. So that's definitely it's I think it's the most difficult season in that way for coaching, because you know, to keep them focused on baseball. I mean, they're going on graduation trips and, you know, for an overnight or whatever, and then they come back and get to go to practice and have a game, you know.
Hey, kudos to the folks over in Brewer as well for something they did the other night that was pretty darn classy, and also to Bangor for being a part of it as well. Laura Stewart, who's been a terrific athlete and student at Brewer, was playing her last game. She tore her ACL in the first game of the season and missed the year, but they brought her out to throw the first pitch of the game and then took her out of the game, and it was a chance for her to be recognized by her teammates and the fans. But kudos to Coach Skip Estes and Dave Utterback at Brewer, and as well as the Bangor folks for making that all possible.
Yeah, that's great. You know, again, Brewer, first-class program there, and kudos to Bangor, too, for, you know, allowing that to happen in a big late-season game. But, you know, that was a priority, as it should have been.
So I got to ask you, Mark, before we let you go. Now, what is the little pig, Lucy? What do they eat?
Yeah, she has her own food and stuff. The person we got it from actually makes food and yeah, works out good.
Well, that's fantastic. So yeah, there's no stealing the dog food. They're not fighting over the little bit of kibble or anything like that.
Not at this point. Let's hope it stays that way. they eat their own food, but. Yeah, dog doesn't seem much interested in what she's eating.
And how big do these now little pigs eventually get?
Only around 50 pounds.
Oh.
So, it'll be less than a dog weighs, so it's good.
Well, have fun with that. She is absolutely adorable. Hope the weekend goes well for you, and we'll check in next Friday to talk some playoff baseball and softball.
Definitely. We'll be heading into the semifinals next weekend. And ready to go.
All right. Follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything that's going on high school sports around Eastern Maine. Mark, as always, thank you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
That's Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report every week on the show, brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first, because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.